Welcome back to the Friday edition of the Elias Makos Show. Hey, it's a big day in Ottawa as the President of the United States, Joe Biden, is in the nation's capital. Of course, he is going to address Parliament, and of course, he's meeting with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. This might be an opportunity for Justin Trudeau to show his foreign affairs chops. But some people don't think he has them. Some people are calling Justin Trudeau a foreign affairs lightweight. And one of those people is our next guest, Tasha Kierden, the wonderful, delightful, amazing, incredible. Tasha Kierden is on the line, of course, member of the Advisory Council for Center Ice Canadians. Tasha, welcome back.
Wow. You know, Elias, when you set it up like that, how can I rise to that?
And also, I'm just, you know what, some days I'm just in such a good mood, Tasha, and you're this is just awesome. One of them. So, Tasha,
Thank you. Make
the case here. And I know you've been making the case, writing your fantastic words in the National Post and other places here. Tell our listeners, you know, whether it's Roxham Road, China, all this kind of stuff. But give me the case here on why Justin Trudeau is a lightweight when it comes to foreign affairs.
Because he hasn't, point to me the achievements that we've had on that front since he came into office. We have a situation at Roxham Road. Now we know, we hear apparently yesterday was leaked or put out there that there will be some kind of deal on this. But this issue has been festering since 2017 when he put out his ill-fated tweet about, you know, Canada is basically, we welcome you no matter what faith you are, in the wake of Trump's Muslim ban that he had put forward. The result of that ill-advised foray was a flood of people coming to Roxham Road to seek asylum in Canada. Now, any prime minister who understood foreign policy would know that's completely a responsible thing to do, but he did it, and so there's the situation there. We renegotiated NAFTA, and yes, it was extremely difficult to get to Kuzma. The Trump administration was extremely difficult to deal with, but we failed to get a deal on softwood lumber before those negotiations started with Obama, who he already had good relations with. And then, of course, under the Trump administration, made no headway either. And still under the Biden administration, nothing. So we've seen our softwood producers penalized to $8 billion in tariffs in the last 5 years, another foreign policy fail. And the big one, of course, is on defense. You know, Canada has, it's not just his fault. Previous administrations also shortchanged our armed forces to the point where we are unable to make the contributions we need to NATO efforts, whether it's Ukraine or other places, but specifically Ukraine, shone the lens. So, you know, what's he doing on that? Mm-hmm. Is there going to be a 2% commitment to defense spending in the budget? Has he addressed this at all in the last, what is it, you know, since 27 years, 8 years now that he's been in office? Like, there's a sense that Canada is not back. Our back is against the wall. We're at the back of the line, as I say in my column. And that was the opposite that he was supposed to do when he came into power. So I think that he's basically, he's not well enough versed in those challenges. They have not been his priority, and it shows.
And you know what? The hits keep on coming. You know, to me, Tasha, it was so embarrassing to see the United States, Australia, the UK meeting in San Diego with the big, you know, pomp and just everything that was there, right? With the naval base and the background of, hey, we're three big league countries coming together on a security deal. Canada not even there. How embarrassing is that?
It's embarrassing. It's also telling. It really is. It shows that we are not helped. We are not taken seriously. We are not trusted. That's the biggest piece. And you know what? In piecing together all the things that have happened in the last month, all the revelations about, you know, the issue with China and connections that are alleged between the Liberal Party and various members and who knew what on what to China and interference in the last two elections, and also the wider ambit of Chinese interference, the more you look at it, who's the person who is really the most to lose and has really been constantly on the defensive on this? It's Justin Trudeau. You know, the hits keep coming, and they all point to one place, almost as if somebody or some people want him to leave. Not saying the Liberal government come down, but they want him to go. And, you know, it's a confluence of circumstances that Joe Biden happens to be in town today in Ottawa and yesterday, and these leaks started, you know, in the run-up to that visit. It happens to be a coincidence, perhaps, that we have a budget vote, a confidence vote coming up on the 28th of this month. You have to wonder, because at the end of the day, if the prime minister is seen as weak and ineffectual by our allies, if they don't like the tune he's playing, wouldn't it be in their interest to say, okay, maybe he should go. Maybe it's time for him to go and take that walk in the snow. And let's encourage that. Let's leak stuff. Let's put stuff out there. See what happens.
Take the walk in the snow. I absolutely love that, Tasha. I love it. It's a Canadian way of putting it.
China is not the only country that intervenes in foreign politics. All right, let's be clear. In other states, I mean, there's a long history of the United States influencing foreign elections, the same with the former Soviet Union and Russia as well. You know, what happened with the American elections. There's a long history of this. So why wouldn't it stand to reason that if the United States was displeased with the way things were going in Canada, especially on the China file, that they would encourage that behind the scenes? You know, it's not beyond the realm of possibility.
Talking about Justin Trudeau and his foreign affairs acumen with Tasha Kierden from Center Ice Canadians. Tasha, let me throw this at you. I may not believe what I'm about to say, but let me throw you a counterargument. Foreign affairs, foreign diplomacy is hard. The examples you brought up, whether it's free trade or it's freeing the two Michaels or now it's Roxham Road, maybe it took a while. But at the end of the day, there could be an argument made that that Trudeau and his people got those things done.
Well, I don't know if you consider done on the Roxham Road issue. Canada's going to be taking 15,000 migrants. That's the deal. So it's not like we did it without giving something up. In a sense, getting it done would have been bringing the U.S. to the table on the issue of the Safe Third Country Agreement early in the mandate, before this became the issue that it has for the past 4 years. It wasn't done because, yes, Donald Trump was in the White House. No one wanted to poke that bear. But then he was gone and Biden's been in there. And so why has nothing happened there? I mean, I think that, you know, getting things done too late is not a success. It means, you know, you finally get around to it. You finally get into a position where you do extract certain things, but it shows that you didn't have your eye on the ball for the longest period of time, and he hasn't. And I don't think anyone can say that this government, you know, has been a star, I mean, in the foreign policy arena. Like, that is probably the least positive. And now this whole business came out about his hotel room in London. Again, like I said, it's like the knives keep coming for him.
Yeah.
$6,000 a night to...
And that's one, Tasha, I don't get, because he should have just owned it from the start. Like, you know what? He'd get so much respect from a whole bunch of Canadians who don't like him. If from the start, he's like, yeah, I stayed at the $6,000 hotel room. I'm the prime minister. These are expensive affairs. It was a funeral. I had to go. Anyways, I want to move on from that. I have a one-minute warning, Tasha, on this one. And I just want to get your thoughts to wrap up here. On the latest, on the allegations of Chinese foreign interference, right? The reporting from Robert Fife or Sam Cooper that has come out, the latest on Han Dong, the MP. Your thoughts here on this scandal and where it's headed?
Well, this is why I've been calling for a public inquiry. A lot of people have, because otherwise these leaks keep coming and drip, drip, drip. And the latest one being that there was a conversation he had with the Chinese consulate regarding the two Michaels. He does admit, he says, that there was a conversation. He disputes the characterization of that conversation. He's now suing Global News. But again, as you know, journalists tend not to put out stories that they can't corroborate. We haven't seen the corroboration, but we now know that the conversation was played to the PMO. They were aware of it, and they concluded that it was that the transcript showed that there was nothing there. Well, this is why we need some sunlight shone on this, because these decisions are being made behind closed doors. People have no idea what the truth is. And yeah, Mr. Dong's reputation has been destroyed by this. The truth needs to come out. And the place for that to come out is a public inquiry into all this mess. And we need to have one.
And what happens if you try and shine sunlight on someone who always seems to be wearing SPF 1000 sunblock? We have to leave it there, Tasha. It's always great talking to you. You have a great weekend.
Okay, thanks.
That's one and only Tasha Kierden, principal and navigator and member of the Advisory Council for Center Ice Canadians.